Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 241. To start with, we will consider today the healing phase symptomatology of the SBS of the arteries. We saw necrosis or cell loss in the intima of the arteries during conflict activity. During the first part of the healing or PCLA phase, those necrotized areas in the affected arteries get replenished by cell proliferation. There will be swelling as usual. There may have inflammation with the help of bacteria if available, called arteritis. The calcium and cholesterol available in the blood assist the repairing process of the blood vessels. This process will assist the development of plaques within the lumen of the arteries known as atherosclerosis, which will finally lead to the narrowing of them, especially when the conflict activity continues over a prolonged time. Later, if still the conflict activity is continued, the walls of the arteries will get hardened to lose their elasticity. Then the condition is known as arteriosclerosis. There are several examples of this condition of arteriosclerosis following atherosclerosis occurring in arteries at different locations. Understanding some of them in the perspective of GNM is very important for us because there are several misunderstandings in this area. First, we will talk about two very important misconceptions. The first one is about heart attacks. We who know GNM can understand that the coronary arteries are derived from ectoderm and their intima consists of highly sensitive squamous epithelial cells. They are controlled from the cerebral cortex. The biological conflict linked to coronary arteries is a male territorial loss conflict and a female sexual conflict depending on the person's gender, laterality and hormone status. Because they are also part of the new brain controlled tissues, there will be ulceration during conflict activity and cell proliferation during healing. Of course, the blood cholesterol level also will rise and the process known as atherosclerosis and arteriosclerosis also will occur. But contrary to the commonly held belief or standard teachings of the conventional medicine, the heart attacks are not caused due to the occlusion of the coronary arteries but initiated in the brain during its epileptoid crisis. The atherosclerotic plaques definitely compromise the blood flow through the major artery of the heart called coronary arteries but do not cause a heart attack. We will discuss heart attacks while we learn the biological special program of organs and tissues controlled from the cerebral cortex. Another misunderstanding is about strokes. About strokes we discussed earlier in details when we studied skeletal muscles. We saw there that the hypothetical relationship between hypertension or hemorrhage is wrong. Even in the event of an occlusion of a cerebral artery, as in the case of coronary arteries of the heart, will not cause strokes because there are auxiliary vessels called collaterals acting as natural bypass to maintain the supply of oxygen and nutrients through blood to the corresponding part of the brain, just as it happens with heart. But there are few medical conditions where the atherosclerosis and subsequent arteriosclerosis really work. One of the very common conditions is erectile dysfunction. Here, the real cause is the atherosclerosis happening in the penile arteries. The most important causative conflict is sexual self-devaluation conflict. The atherosclerosis restricts the rush of blood flow into the penis required to get and maintain an erection due to the narrowing of the penile arteries. We studied earlier that erectile dysfunction can also be caused by the conflict activity during the program of the corpora cavernosa. Now we will discuss about another common condition that occurs during the healing phase of the biological special program of the arteries. Here, the affected arteries are the leg arteries and the medical condition is known as intermittent claudication. It is also known as peripheral artery disease. Here, the building up of plaques with swelling really occlude or at least narrow the lumen of the arteries. It is good to understand the whole program of the arteries and especially that of the leg arteries by the person who suffers the symptom. Because if he does not know GNM, he will again suffer from continued self-devaluation conflicts like my legs are useless. This will result in the development of chronic conditions. Leg cramps are also very common condition that is attributed wrongly to the restricted blood flow through the leg arteries. In reality, the leg cramps are found in the program of the striated muscles of the leg where the leg-related motor conflict like not being able to run away or not being able to walk often due to pain is the biological conflict. This usually occurs in calf muscles and during epileptic crisis. This also is usually explained wrongly as peripheral artery disease. Really, there is no disease of the arteries, but it is a part of the program of the striated leg muscles. Friends, I hope these voice clips are helping you considerably to remove many of your misunderstandings. Please continue listening to them. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.